The End. In an author's note, Patrick O'Brien writes, "Those who have read any of the scores of books about Lord Cochrane, or the Earl of Dundonald, as he became on his father's death, will remember that he was tried before Lord Ellenborough at the Guildhall for a fraud on the Stock Exchange and found guilty. Lord Cochrane and his descendants always passionately maintained that he was not guilty, and that Lord Ellenborough's conduct of the trial was grossly unfair. And most of his biographers, including Professor Christopher Lloyd, the best of them all, agree. Lord Ellenborough and his descendants, however, took the opposite view, and one of them set about refuting the publications of the 10th, 11th and 12th Earls in a book devoted to the question. But he found that he was not competent to deal with the legal aspects, and he handed over the task, together with his papers, to Mr. Attlee of Lincoln's Inn, a very able lawyer whose long, fully documented and closely reasoned book might shake all but the most determined of Lord Cochrane's supporters. Yet the function of Mr. Attlee's book, as far as this tale is concerned, was not to prove or disprove the guilt of either side, but rather to show exactly how the trial proceeded. And this knowledge I have used, simplifying the complex legal issues, annihilating scores of witnesses, but carefully retaining the structure of the trial together with its curious timetable. The reader may therefore accept the sequence of events, almost unbelievable to a modern ear, as quite authentic." You've been listening to The Reverse of the Medal by Patrick O'Brien, narrated by Patrick Tull. We hope you've enjoyed this book and this performance.